There's a moth in my car right now. He's flying on my windshield right now. He's just a little guy. He's not too much fry, but I'll tell you, he's really frightened. I want to let him out right now, but it's 28 degrees outside, and he won't go close to the window. I don't blame him, because it's cold out there, don't you know? There's a moth in my car right now. I think at least it's not a spider or a wasp. Either one would be much worse because it's harder to get them. And it's easy to see the moth right there. He flutters to this way and that, or she it could be at that. And he's getting everywhere, but I don't know how to get him out. I take a piece of paper and I try to get him to move at a stoplight. But he won't go out the window. Oh no, he's intent on banging his head against that glass ceiling he's under. Then finally he says to me, nothing at all, because he can't speak people. And I can't speak moth, and I don't want moth guts all over my car, so I'm not going to kill him. He's only the size of my fingernail. And I tried to get him to go out. Oh yes, come on moth, try it, keep going, keep going. And he feels that cold air. And he turns around and runs back to the warmth, and he gets small where the vent is. So I turn on the air a little more and blow him out of there. Oh, no, 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 moth, don't go back there. I don't want you to die and get stuck where I'll have to really hurt myself trying to get you out. Oh, no. What are you doing now? I've got to pay attention and drive the lights green, oh my. Finally, I'm driving the way I should be. He's back in front of me. That's a good thing to see. Because I don't want him lost and me having to search for the moth I couldn't find or to have to get there. Finally, I'm at my destination. I open both windows and I help him to find his way out. Ooh, the moth is out of my car right now. Thank God I can see that and how. I roll up both windows really fast because I don't want to have the moth come back. It's 28 degrees after all. Now I get out of the car and I don't see him anywhere and I think, wow, isn't that nice? At least it wasn't a wasp or a spider because I don't like either. Especially in my car. A wasp would be bad. A spider, even worse, because they can spring at you and you don't know where they went.